This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during the show. And if you notice, guys, I do have my tan on. Thank you very much. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is various trivia. Hey, before we get started, I do want to make a mention. Have you guys been to Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael? Not yet?
No. Going very soon.
They have a pizza that, like I said last week, I think I could barely fit it in my car. It's the largest pizza I'd ever seen.
That's great.
An extra, extra, extra large, and it was phenomenal.
Really?
And it's very reasonably priced. So check them out, Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael. All right, Mark, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun on today's show. We're going to talk about some good news. Spring is here, and good economic news on the forefront, which should make you real estate investors happy. We've also got a fund event coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about, and during the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the Pacific Private Money Fund, which keeps growing. And in fact, it's funny, we're just about to get started recording the show, and a client walks in waving a check in the window, and we had to stop and grabbed it, and he just added $100,000 to his account. So we were very happy to pause the program momentarily to take an investment.
Also, during the show, I saw an article in the paper a couple days ago that talked about questions that even smart people make. Well, smart people ask. They're very interesting about these like five questions. Yeah. And it's funny because I was thinking about the Pacific Private Money Fund and the answers that will be very poignant for these questions.
So, good. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about the fund. We've also got a fund invitational event that's happening on April 24th at McGinnis Golf Course Country Club in San Rafael, 6 o'clock. Is that a Wednesday or a Thursday?
That is a Wednesday.
Good memory. Yeah. So Wednesday, April 24th, we're having yet another of our roadshow events where we present the investment opportunity, which is the Pacific Private Money Fund. And that is an alternative investment that you should know about that invests in mortgages and provides a high yield, higher than average yield, secured by California and Bay Area mortgages. And we're getting into the spring season. We also have a number of events coming up. We've got the big Lend It event that's happening next week in San Francisco. There should be about 5,000 people converging in the city there for that annual event. We've got the California Mortgage Association, which is an association of private and alternative finance providers like Pacific Private Money. That's meeting in San Francisco on also around April 25th and 26th. And so we're gearing up to take the Edward and Mark Roadshow out there to talk about the fund and talk about all things real estate. So it should be a good show today. We've got Deal of the Week and
Deals of the Week.
That's right, yeah. Deals of
private
the Week.
Private money loans to talk about.
Our phones are ringing off the hook lately.
Yeah, it's been
just
crazy.
Yeah, and and with the spring weather, in addition to the allergies that have hit me like a ton of bricks, and then it just started raining again. I don't know what's going on here. When spring and summer are finally gonna happen, but it feels like spring in the real estate market, which is really good. I know that realtor friends that we talk to, because we get a lot of our at Pacific Private Money, we're an alternative finance provider. We do real estate loans here with private capital, and we get a lot of our deal flow from realtors and mortgage brokers. And just the realtors I talk to, they're really bullish about the market right now. Things are really heating up, and it's kind of funny because December and January and even February, the numbers, the national national numbers and the headlines that came out, you know, everything was down.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mortgage rates, except mortgage rates, which were up. Mortgage rates were up and real estate, yeah, transactions were down. Well, that's just did a big about face. The numbers that are already coming out for March show a significant leap in activity. You know, I attribute some of that, particularly in California, to the weather. The weather was just so horrible in January and February. And, you know, open houses were getting canceled repeatedly on weekends because the weather was just terrible. And, you know, we're just not used to that here in California. I mean, people moved to California to get away from that, you know, crazy rain. If I wanted to rain like this, I'd move up to Seattle.
But, the one silver lining is that it wiped out the whole drought for the state.
That's right.
Winter,
yeah.
Which is crazy.
And we're hoping we don't get hit with the warm weather too fast, though, because we don't want that entire that snow melt, that all that snow up in Sierra to melt too fast, because be additional flooding, which we don't need. Yeah, like we had that one year. But anyway, lots of good stuff we're going to talk about in the show.
All right. We're going to cut to our first commercial break here. First trivia question is, what sport is Bobby Fischer associated with? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Call 888-912-1190. I guess you can call it a sport. To answer that question, the first caller with the correct answer is going to win that tanning certificate. And want to make a quick mention here for Dr. Love, L-O-E-V, who is a dentist. Because here's the deal. In the first 7 seconds, you make your first impression. Yes, only second. 7 seconds. A nice smile consistently tops survey lists as the most memorable feature when first meeting someone. Check out Cosmetic Dentist Dr. Love, L-O-E-V. That's www.drloev.com. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Do people think you look grumpy because you rarely smile? Do you cover your mouth when you actually do smile in public? You have 7 seconds to make a first impression. Yes, only seven. A nice smile consistently tops survey lists as the most memorable feature when first meeting someone. What kind of first impression are you making? If you don't say great, then San Francisco cosmetic dentist Dr. Love can help. He has spent decades helping his patients look and feel more confident through the creation, or in many cases, enhancement of their smiles. Could you use an edge on your competition in love or career? Most of us could. Dr. Love is so confident that a beautiful smile can make a difference in taking people to the next level that he is offering the first 10 individuals that contact his office complimentary dental bleaching just for coming in for a consultation. Call him today at 415-392-2072 to schedule your appointment, or schedule through his website at drloev.com. That's Dr. Love, spelled L-O-E-V.com.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. First trivia question was, what sport is Bobby Fischer associated with?
Chess.
Very good.
That was easy.
That was an easy one. Okay, all that's right. For all us older folks here. A quick mention here also for Dr. Keith Cooper, who's a dentist. At CooperDDS.com, a board-certified specialist who's been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day, or Teeth Express, as they say. So for dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper DDS at CooperDDS.com. All right, Mark, what's the economic climate like?
Well, I just wrote a newsletter to our fund investors, like I do every month, and I did a little blog post for them where I just kind of talked about the economic climate and what's happening now that we're entering into April of 2019. And you probably, many of you are aware or you've read that the United States is currently experiencing the longest economic growth cycle in its history. And of course, in California, real estate prices have been increasing since 2012. And it's interesting, many of those pundits out there, what's a pundit anyway?
Yeah.
at the beginning of 2019, they were questioning the ability of both the economy as well as real estate prices to continue upward. And there was a feeling among some that real estate prices in California are cresting and that the next real estate cycle is nearly upon us. But, with that said, there are, still many respected California economists, such as one of my favorites, Christopher Thornburg of Beacon Economics, who was one of the few economists who sounded the alarm bell back in 2005 of a impending real estate bubble. And guys like him, they continue to the view that California economy is strong and with few signs of an imminent recession. And so what's happened lately that's portending good news? We've got another sign of stability from the Fed. They pretty much signaled that they're through with increasing interest rates for 2019. And that resulted in actually mortgage rates and long-term rates going down. In fact, there was a 0.25% reduction in mortgage rates last year, and mortgage brokers that I know says their phone's ringing off the hook with even more refinance requests. Further in support of a healthy real estate market heading into 2020 is that there's a number of IPOs. So we just had the Lyft IPO, which opened up and then within the next couple of days went down a little bit, but still very, very exciting prospects for a number of companies that are soon to follow Lyft in the IPO market that is expected to create and mint thousands of new millionaires in the Bay Area. And those guys are going to want to spend some of that money. I mean, you just know it's going to happen. So now, will it make a major blip in the real estate market in the Bay Area? It's hard to know whether that's going to happen or not, but I can't imagine prices are going to go down with all of that new money coming
in. And isn't Uber next? I mean, they haven't gone public yet, right?
No, I think Uber, they may have pushed off to 2020, but some news. But they are planning an IPO at some point soon. Airbnb too.
And so you've got Freddie Mac's chief economist, Sam, is it Cotter the way he pronounces it? He's quoted, "We've recently seen home sales start to recover, and with last week's rate drop, we expect a continued rise in purchase demand." So Freddie Mac, chief economist, is bullish on where we are heading into 2019. And according to Zillow, first-time home buyers can expect an easier home shopping experience this spring as market conditions shift in their favor. Welcome news for buyers who have struggled to break into the housing market. And interestingly enough, I think I shared this particular stat last week, but it bears repeating, further signs of, I think, the housing market stabilizing. And when I say stabilizing, I mean calming down a little bit, as opposed to the double-digit price appreciation year over year for several years now that have pushed a lot of people out of the housing market. You've got competition and multiple offers are down. Days on market are increasing a little bit. So, you know, we're not yet looking at a buyer's market as opposed to a seller's market. I still think we're going to continue to see a seller's market through the 2019 season. But, you know, statistically speaking, we see days on market increasing, multiple offers decreasing. Percentages of over asking is down from a year ago, actually significantly down. In fact, in March of 2019, 86% of offers faced competition in San Francisco. That's actually the San Francisco Bay Area. And in March of 2019, that number was down to about 22%. So again, just, you know, I like when things settle down a bit. I actually like the idea of a market that's a little bit flatter than the kind of meteoric growth rate that we've seen. So, you know,
it's not sustainable.
No, it's not. It's right. not. And I remember, gosh, I mean, we've had many cycles in the Bay Area real estate prices, and there were several years leading up to you know, what happened in 2007, where every year it seemed that real estate prices in the Bay Area were up nearly 20% year over year. It's like, so your $100,000 house all of a sudden is now selling for, you know, $750.
Yeah.
And it's just it's crazy. And now, does that mean that maybe we'll see housing prices go down a little bit in the next cycle? I just don't know. It's really hard to know what combination of economic events would have to happen before we'd see significant reductions in price, given that we don't have the same type of bubble characteristics that we had in 2006. And what we had back then was basically cheap, almost free money, easy to get money that boosted up prices. When everybody could get, with a decent credit score, could get a mortgage broker to fill out a form create these liar loans that would allow them to get capital and lots of it, you know, people were buying houses like crazy. But that's just not happening now. It would take some really major event, something maybe happening in tech that would cause tech companies to do massive layoffs. I mean, I just don't know. With AI and all of the great technology that we're seeing here in the Bay Area, I'm not saying that we've done away with the cycle. We definitely are going to have another recession. It's inevitable. But, you know, notwithstanding some folks out there who think we're going to see a major correction maybe in the next 5 years, these things are fundamentally hard to predict. So it's just really hard to know.
Gotcha. All right. We're going to cut to another commercial break when we come back. Got a couple of quick little articles here about one of them is brokers vow to pull business if Nevada sets fiduciary duty.
Fiduciary duty.
Which is kind of fun. I mean, very interesting because big companies like Morgan Stanley and Charles Schwab are basically saying we're going to stop doing business in Nevada.
In your state.
If this happens, which is pretty big. All right. Second trivia question is, what company makes the PlayStation console?
PlayStation.
Right? Yeah, PlayStation is made by
PlayStation.
PlayStation. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. What company makes the PlayStation console? Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
Portrayal based on an actual patient experience.
By the time I was 35, I had lost so many of my permanent teeth, it actually hurt to smile. I couldn't get work.
Sandra's dental problems almost destroyed her life, but through Teeth Express, Sandra's missing teeth were replaced with long-lasting, natural-looking dental implants.
This changed my whole life.
Dental implants from Teeth Express for immediate results that leave a lasting impression. For a provider near you, visit teethxp.com.
So for dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper DDS at CooperDDS.com. That's CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to the Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Second trivia question was, what company makes the PlayStation console?
Sony, isn't it?
Sony, that is correct. See, all you guys know that stuff. Okay, so quick mention, or not a quick mention, but an article I was reading here, it says several of the nation's leading broker-dealers are threatening to stop doing business in Nevada if the state moves to impose a fiduciary duty on the industry. Those firms, including Morgan Stanley, Charles Schwab, TD Ameritrade, and Wells Fargo, have all submitted letters to the state warning that if the fiduciary rule takes effect, they would effectively eliminate access to low-cost transactional brokerage services for Nevada residents.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, this came up now like a couple of years ago. This was like a nationwide issue.
Right.
I think you're right.
The whole fiduciary duty issue, and it got, I think Trump killed it, right?
We got voted down.
But I guess maybe from a federal standpoint, and then each state would decide, and Nevada was saying, yeah, well, maybe we'll put these brokers to a higher standard. And Morgan Stanley put it bluntly. They said, absent substantial changes to the proposal, Morgan Stanley will be unable to provide brokerage services to the residents of the state of Nevada.
Well, it just exposes investment advisors to a higher degree of responsibility. If your stock, you recommend a stock and it goes down.
Yeah,
you'd be held
for fiduciary. Like, yeah,
you should have known better than to have me invest in that stock.
Hmm. Stocks always go up, don't they?
Yeah. That's a little bit simplistic, but that's a big deal. That the whole fiduciary duty, it's a little bit, a little bit into the weeds, should I say, when it comes to investing. And a lot of investors don't even think about things like that. But it is a big, big deal to say all of a sudden that as a financial advisor, you have responsibility if certain investment decisions made by that you recommend to your client
effectively
don't pan out.
Effectively, you're giving people a big bat to hit you with.
As I say, okay. Well, if they do pass it and somebody and Morgan Stanley does stay there, heck, I'd go to Nevada and invest through Morgan Stanley there I can't lose.
Can't lose.
Yeah, in a sense. I'm sure it goes a little bit deeper than that. But okay, so I was reading this article. It talked about questions that even smart people make. And so here, the five things here, and I kept thinking about your Pacific Private Money Fund, because it's very interesting. It says they recommend asking these five questions before making investments, but they could apply to other financial decisions. So one, how much will this cost? So first thing I'm thinking of is commissions and fees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or loads is the
loads. Right. Okay. So let's just we do try to help promote the Pacific Private Money Fund and your company. Mm-hmm. How much does it cost to get into the fund?
Zero.
No fees. No fees. Okay. What are the alternatives? So if you don't go into the fund, I guess you talk about other investments that are somewhat similar. Well,
so we like to describe the Pacific Private Money Fund as being something akin to a mutual fund of real estate secured mortgages. It's alternative to owning real estate, and a lot of people have been selling real estate over the last couple of years, believing that it's time to cash out. They don't know how much, you know, higher of a ride they're going to get, and whether it's commercial or residential real estate. So many have repositioned their portfolios to sell actual real estate, and then many of them are reinvesting some of those proceeds into real estate debt. And so a real estate debt investment would include something like the Pacific Private Money Fund, where 100% of the fund assets are lent out on mortgages, or in investing in an individual note itself, which in California is called trust deed investing or note investing. So alternative to Pacific Private Money Fund, there's lots of alternative investment strategies out there. You just, you know, you want to take a look at what's the rate of return they're historically been able to provide. What are they promising? Do they use leverage? There's a number of questions you want to ask, but there are always alternatives out there, but we're pretty bullish on ours.
You know, it's interesting too, because the way I look at this is what other, from an alternative standpoint, is like let's say a corporate bond fund, because it produces income.
Right.
So the nice thing about the Pacific Private Money Fund is your principal pretty much stays the same. It doesn't get traded like a mutual fund with NAV going up and down.
Right.
And yet the return right now, what's the yield paying?
About 7.5%.
About 7.5%. Yeah. I don't know any corporate bond fund that's paying that. And this is not a high yield fund because you've got fairly conservative mortgages. What's the average LTV?
About 60%.
Yeah. So it's a very, very conservative fund. All right. How easy is it to get my money out, and what fees or penalties will I pay?
Well, in our fund, there's no fee to get out. There's no fee to redeem your capital, all or a portion of it, as long as you leave the money in for 1 year. Most mortgage pool funds, like the Pacific Private Money Fund, do have a what we call a lockup period. And lockup periods could be several years. Ours happens to be 1 year. It's a 1 year lockup. We don't want people to park their money in there and take it out, you know, within a month or a couple of months or 6 months. It's really designed to be, you know, a longer term investment. In fact, most of the people that have opened up accounts in our fund have not only kept them open, they've been adding to them.
Ergo, you're host of the show. I was thinking October 2013 is when I put it in, and then I added some more a couple of years later.
Yeah, well, all three of us are investors in the fund, and we put our money where our mouth is. But anyway, it's easy to get. So no load or no fee going in, and no load or no fee
going out. How easy is it to get out, though?
So how easy is it to get out? Well, our particular fund, most of the loans we put in the fund are short-term loans of 1 year or less. In fact, the average repayment on about half of the loans in our $46 million pool of loans right now pay off in about 5 to 6 months. So there's kind of built-in liquidity into the business model. And so at any given time, any given week, we generally see anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million in repayments coming back into the fund, which we, you know, try our best to redeploy fairly quickly. But we always process weekly redemption requests. And because we've been, the fund is nearly 6 years old, and we have over 200 investors, there's always people redeeming all or a portion of their of their amount in any given month, and so we're set up to
handle that. And you haven't had any problem redeeming anybody.
We just can't guarantee it, but it's designed to be a liquid fund.
Okay, what tax consequences will this carry for me? Well, what are the tax consequences of this investment?
Are there tax? You know, is it tax favored? Or is, you know, or is income deferred? Well, it's income's deferred if you invest through your IRA, and about 25% of the investment dollars we hold in our fund are from ERISA accounts, IRAs, 401ks.
But you also qualify for the QBID.
Yes, we do. Yeah. 2018, under the new tax law, certain investment types in certain what they call pass-through entities, and the fund is an LLC, so it's considered a pass-through entity. Some of those activities qualify for the 20% discount on the QBID. So,
all right. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% and more, secured primarily by California real estate. Let me say that again, 7.5% and more. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around and tell me, who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% and more? Call Pacific Private Money and join the thousands of California residents who have watched their savings grow. A 7.5% return secured with real estate is worth the call. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
2 in 5 Americans would not go on a second date with someone who has bad teeth, and 50% believe that an individual with an unattractive smile is less likely to land a job when compared to another individual with similar skill sets and experience. First impressions are made in 7 seconds. What does your smile say about you? Do you want more dates and that amazing job that has been eluding you? San Francisco cosmetic dentist Dr. Edward Love cannot promise those things, but he has spent decades helping his patients stack the decks in their favor through smile transformation and dental tweaks. He is so confident that a beautiful smile can make a difference that he's offering the first 10 individuals that contact his office complimentary dental bleaching just for coming in for a consultation. Call him today at 415-392-2072 to schedule your appointment, or schedule through his website at drloev.com. That's Dr. Love, spelled L-O-E-V.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan. We had to cut out that last one. We got the guy, you know, they take the big cane and they drag you by the neck and they go, hey, got to go to a commercial.
We had a hard break and we weren't watching the clock.
Sorry,
we carried away talking about our fun.
Just getting excited here. Okay, last question in this, questions that smart people ask. What's the worst case scenario I face with this investment? So we're talking about the Pacific Private Money Fund. You know, what would be the worst case scenario?
Well, the worst case scenario, you know, first of all, we have about 100 loans in the fund. And so let's say we have a dip in the real estate market, or when we have a dip in the real estate market, if some of those price dips are so severe that the owners of the properties that we've encumbered feel that they're underwater, and so they, you know, allow us to take the property back or foreclose on it. You're really looking at, you know, does the value of any given property go down below the amount of the mortgage? And so since we solve for on any particular one-off mortgage, we solve for 70% loan to value or less, and the weighted average in the portfolio is 60%. We feel that we're very well positioned for the next real estate cycle, for the next drop in real estate prices. So no one can say for certain that, you know, an investment like ours, it's certainly not risk-free. There are a number of risk factors which are all outlined in great detail in our private placement memorandum that you would have to receive and read and approve before you can invest in the Pacific Private Money Fund. But we just, you know, we feel very, very strongly that because we invest only in California and because we invest mostly in Northern California, an area that we know very, very well with over 40 years experience in real estate in the Bay Area, we just have a strong comfort level that and confidence that this is a very, very well secured.
But you're primarily in California. You do are a couple of small.
There are
ones
a few. There's a small, less than 5%.
Here's the funny thing: is that even if real estate prices drop, a lot of times people will still pay on their mortgage. They don't want to lose their house just because they're underwater.
That's right. The other thing too. It doesn't automatically mean they're going to walk away. I mean, we've had workouts with over the years with some of our borrowers where we thought for sure that they would probably in all likelihood to walk away. But no, they really, they wanted that property for a lot of different reasons. And they made it work for us and paid our loans off in full.
All right. So let's move right on to deal of the week, because I want the audience to hear, like, you know, if you guys are paying 7.5% to your investors, you obviously have to make money for yourself. So borrowers have to pay a higher rate than that. And why would anyone borrow at higher rates than they can at the bank? So Nam, what kind of deals of the week you got for us to kind of give this explanation?
Sure. And going to your last point, why would somebody come to us when they can get a lower rate at the bank? That's if they can get a bank loan, right? In some instances, in this particular deal of the week, borrower came to us, they wanted to acquire a property in Oakland and they needed $965,000. But why wouldn't they go to the bank? Well, they don't have enough down payment, or a combination of things. One was speed, but also their equity was tied up in two other properties that they wanted to use towards the purchase. So things that we talk about all the time are cross-collateralizing, using the equity in properties that the borrower also owns as part of the collateral for the purchase.
And the speed of it is the bank just can't work fast enough.
Right, and bank is not going to do a cross-collateralized loan. So that's not even a loan scenario that they could take to a conventional lender. But in this case, we see these all the time. We do them all the time. We're charging this borrower 9% in this case, which is actually a really good deal. Total loan to value on this, I think, was in the 40s somewhere, combined loan to value.
40% combined loan to value. That is a low LTV.
Yeah. That's somebody who's probably not going to let both properties go.
Exactly. And this is a scenario we see all the time. It was a combination of speed and the fact that, you know, they could use, and this is an investor, they could use other property as collateral. You know, these are typically opportunistic purchases, and they're going to pay us back within 11 months or less, probably in this case, 6 months, 7 months.
All right. Before you get onto your next deal, I'm going to get into the email time here. Email comes in and says, I'm a note investor. Why is it that when I commit to funding a loan, sometimes my broker tells me the deal is gone or dead?
There's a frustrated note investor, which there have been many, or I should say more and more of them over the last 5 years. So note investing, also called trust deed investing in California, is where you use your money to fund a loan that a company like ours, Pacific Private Money, will make to another individual. And the reason why more note investors are seeing stronger competition is it used to be called the best kept secret in investing. Trust deed investing, mortgage investing, note investing, whatever you want to call it, in California used to be one of the best kept secrets for getting high yields on your money secured, you know, by a mortgage with protective equity, meaning if you make a 70% loan, you've got 30% protective equity and you've got collateral and you've got insurance on that collateral. So it's just a fabulous way to invest your money with safety and security features that many other investment types don't have. And so it's just been growing in popularity, especially after the passage of the Jobs Act in 2013 that President Obama put in place, which allowed funds like the Pacific Private Money Fund to actually publicly advertise their existence. Because before, funds like ours have been around for 100 years, but you couldn't advertise it. You could only expose the investment opportunity to those you had a pre-existing business relationship. So how do you do that? So we couldn't even do this radio show legally prior to then and expose the fund to prospective investors. So thanks to that, it's no longer the best kept secret, although a surprisingly large percentage of investors still aren't aware of this opportunity, which is why we do the radio show, which is why we do our dog and pony presentations.
Which we remind people when we're doing our next
April
one.
24th, April 24th at McGinnis Golf and Country Club in San Rafael. And for more information, you can call us at 415-883-2150. And Andrea answers the phone. She can help you out or ask for Nam Phan. Nam is head of our fund investors and relationships.
Business development.
Yeah, that's right. Head of business development, general manager. He's got a lot of hats. You wear a lot of hats at Pacific Private Money, don't you, Nam?
A few. Also, I want to make mention of private private money loans too, because the question was around trust deed investing.
Yes.
Private money loans is where, as a trust deed investor, you can see opportunities on individual deeds of trust.
And the website?
Is www.privatemoneyloans.com.
Very good. Okay, third trivia question, which we were going to ask last time, but we got cut short. What kind of animal is pictured on the wrapper of a Klondike bar? Right?
Oh,
call 888-912-1190 to answer this question. What kind of animal is pictured on the wrapper of a Klondike bar? All right, stay with us. You're listening to the Best of Investing. We come back, we're going to have some closing comments.
You're listening to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you ever wondered how the banks make all their money and wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients do just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured primarily by California real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost your income. Join the thousands of California residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150, or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Keith Cooper, DDS, is a board-certified specialist who has been placing and restoring dental implants in San Jose for more than 25 years. His patients love Teeth in One Day or Teeth Express.
My dentures came loose all the time.
When Tom's permanent teeth fell out, dentures didn't work. Then Tom got dental implants from Teeth Express. Long-lasting, natural-looking replacements for lost teeth.
Dental implants changed my life.
For dental implants in San Jose, see Keith Cooper, DDS, at CooperDDS.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Third trivia question was, what kind of animal is pictured on the wrapper of a Klondike bar?
Polar bear?
Polar bear!
All right.
My first thought was rhinosaurus, but...
A rhinosaurus!
Not in the Klondikes.
I almost bought Klondike bars last night.
Really?
I did not, yeah.
Thanks, you're making me hungry. I won't forget you for that.
I'm a Twix guy myself.
Oh, yeah?
I have to hide the bag at the office, otherwise all the employees get to it before I do.
That's true. Nam, you have another deal of the week to share.
Deal of the week. We had a borrower came to us who is...
Not a dead borrower, not deal of the wake.
Deal at the wake. Borrower has a home that is valued at $2.5 million in San Francisco, only it was $800,000. And is moving to the East Bay, downsizing actually, buying a home for, so going from 2.5 to 1.7, that's what they're purchasing in the East Bay, but can't get a bank loan because can't qualify an income. It's only making $4,000 a month or something along those lines, but has $700,000 in the bank, cash, and again, has about 1.7 in equity on the property in San Francisco that they'll be selling at some point soon. So again, another bridge loan that we could do. This is similar. I don't think this person in this case is a retiree, but we see a lot of retirees who are looking to downsize.
And because of the fixed income. And, you know, it's amazing. So if you're a realtor out there or even a mortgage broker and you've got a client that you would like to help but you can't help, we get most of our loan applications through realtors and mortgage brokers. I mean, we market extensively to our referral network of realtors and mortgage brokers, and especially mortgage brokers, we don't do conventional financing.
Exactly.
So you get to keep your client. So be the hero to your client. Mm-hmm. Give them a plan B option to acquire a property. And like that example we just had, here's someone who feels like they're stuck. It's like, well, you're going to have to sell your existing house first. You can go out and pay all cash or nearly all cash in order to downsize. Well, that's a major inconvenience. Instead, they can come to a company like ours. We basically look at, you know, we look at this in a holistic manner, you know, very, very ad hoc in the way we analyze all of the loan applications. And all it has to do is make sense, right? We don't have to check off 57 boxes like a bank
does.
Yeah,
but what was the guy's FICO score?
Oh, yeah, it was 802.
Holy smokes, 802.
So you're talking about a virtually riskless loan. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the probability of there being a default on a situation like that is so low as to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they need a loan, they want a loan, they benefit from a loan. Yes, our pricing is higher, but the convenience factor and the fact that they didn't really have any other option short of selling first and moving twice. So again, realtors and mortgage brokers out there, we want to help you make more money helping your clients get into homes, whether they're moving up, moving down, moving sideways, moving, you know, out of town. We do a lot of businesses, a lot of loans like these for people moving from San Francisco to LA or from LA to San Francisco.
Right. Well, and the mortgage broker in this case would be looking like a hero because, again, like you said, he goes ahead and refers it to you.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time to give him a conventional loan, you push it right back to the
broker. Can start working on the day after their client buys the property. You can pay us off in 6 hours, 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months. It just has to be less than a year.
What's the fastest you've ever been paid off? I remember one you got paid off in a week.
I got paid back in a week.
All that paperwork and get paid back in a week.
Yeah.
But because people do pay points up front, you don't care.
But the client could rely on the surety of close, and he knew that the seller wasn't going to pull out. And in that case, I think the loan that paid off in a week was one where they just didn't want to risk losing their deposit, which was no longer non-refundable. Yeah. It was non-refundable. Yeah, so.
Gotcha. All right, guys. That was a fast show. Excellent as always. I want to give a few thoughts for the day here.
Yes.
Patience is something you admire in the driver behind you, but not in the one ahead.
That was pretty good.
Road rage.
And if Cinderella's shoe fit perfectly, why did it fall off? Remember how at the end, right? He's got to fit. Oh, this shoe fits perfectly on Cinderella. Mm. Well, then why did it fall off to begin with?
Hmm.
I always wondered about myself. That keeps me up at night. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. Why? Because we're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Also, we're going to have a lot of good information. Patty Cohen's going to be our guest co-host along with Kathleen to talk about staging, which will be very interesting. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown. Wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.